ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्मि अद्वयं सदा। In the previous shloka, Lakshmidhara spoke about ajnanam. Ajnanam causing or creating this entire world along with the illusions of swargam, moksha, etc. So what is the speciality of swargam and moksha? Swargam is something which is sought out by many people because swargam is a place where we can enjoy. And at the same time, swarga and moksham. Moksham is eternal bliss. So normal happiness is swargam, eternal bliss is moksha. So all those are illusions created by ajnanam. So this doesn't mean that if those are illusions, then I am already realized I don't have to do any sadhana. Yes, a person doesn't have to do any sadhana as long as he is experiencing bliss. So if a person doesn't have bliss, then sadhana has to be done in order to experience bliss. Of course, we are experiencing bliss, but ajnanam veils it. So therefore, we will not be able to experience it. Therefore, we have to do it. So it is like telling, my eyesight is perfect, but still when I am driving, I don't see the road properly. Why is it that? My eyesight is perfect, already fine. Then what is the problem? If your eyesight is perfect, then you don't have to do anything. But the windshield, the car windshield is dirty, therefore you have to clean it. So you have to do it. Your eyesight is perfect, the road is there, everything is clear, but still, as long as the windshield is dirty, you have to clean it. In the same way, the mind, or that mind which stinks, which is not able to experience the bliss of the Atman because of dirt. So what is dirt? Dirt is ajnanam. What is ajnanam? Dvaita bhavam. So dual notion is the dirt in the mind. Remove those dual notions. Without doubt, those dual notions, the mind is pure. Such a pure mind is able to see its own very nature. It is able to see the bliss and thereby experience bliss, then nothing has to be done. So we also saw Lakshmidhara answering objections regarding karma kandam and brahman, or the statements of the scriptures. So there also we saw that there is only one brahman. Everything apart from brahman is just an illusion. Brahma eva satyam. That is one of the logo of Sringeri Matam. So Brahma eva satyam, Brahman alone is real. Everything else is just an illusion in Brahman. So if that is the case, if Brahman alone is real, then another objection is raised. You say Brahman alone is real, then what about the Jiva? The Jiva has to be Brahman. So if Jiva is Brahman, then what about the karma that the jiva does? So the jiva does actions. So there is kartrutvam, there is bhoktrutvam. So karma is there, bhogam is there. So doership is there, enjoyership is there. So how can we account for this? If everything is one Brahman, then what about all these? So that is where we have to always remember that Vedanta speaks about two perspectives. So everything is perspective. So within this entire world, all laws, all rules apply. So it is like saying we have rules. We have rules on earth. Rules that you should not walk, you should not jump. If you jump, you will fall down. Are those rules applicable everywhere? No. If you go to moon, the rules don't apply. Gravity is different. What we call as the small g, is different. Everything is different. A lot of rules don't apply outside Earth. So that means within Earth, all these rules are valid. In the same way, this plane where we experience this Jagat or Ajnanam, inside Ajnanam, that is Vyavaharam or Vyavaharikam, beyond this, one Brahman alone is true. Within this, all these are accepted. So there is never a contradiction between this Vyavaharam and Paramartham or Paramartham. Paramartham, we can say. So there is no contradiction between both, as many opponents say. There is no contradiction at all. So even as there is no contradiction between rules on earth and rules on moon, the same way there is no contradiction between Vyavaharam and Paramartham. It is when we try to mix both, it is when we try to harmonize both that we encounter problems. And as to why there is no contradiction between both, because Paramartham is always a witness when we are in Vyavaharam. We already saw Sakshi Bhavam. So what is Vyavaharam? Vyavaharam can be explained in many ways. Vyavaharam can be said to be Ajnanam. So Ajnanam doesn't taint the Atman, we already know. Avashya Shidakashe Vicharako Nayavadihi. So it doesn't taint. So that means Ajnanam, if Ajnanam is Vyavaharam and Paramartham is of course Brahman, Ajnanam doesn't taint. So another way to put Vyavaharam is the three avastas. We know Vijnana Viratihi Suptihi Tad Janma Swapna Jagarav. Tat sakshina katam mesyur nitya jnanasya te trayah jagrat swapna sushupti naam sakshyatoham atad dashah. So if we say that Vyavaharam is the three avastas, that also we are not affected by it. And if we say Vyavaharam is manas still, we are not affected. The I is not affected. Here we means I. I is not affected. If we say Vyavaharam is Jagat, still unaffected. So that means Paramartham is always there. When Vyavaharam is there, Paramartham goes to the background. So it is just in the background. So Ramana Maharshi gives a beautiful example of Shruti. So when a person is singing, the Shruti goes up in the background. The Shruti is the basis. It is the basis. It is something which is essential. Without that, a person cannot sing, but it is still the background. So another example that he gives is, we take a newspaper and read stuff, but we forget that all those what are printed news and everything printed, we go by whatever is printed, but we forget the substratum of paper. Paper is always there, but it's in the background. If a person is able to pierce through the letters and see the background, then everything will be blissful. So it is like a person trying to listen to the Shruti and then sing. If you don't listen to the Shruti and sing, it will be chaos. And as we see, this world is in chaos. We are suffering because we are unable to see the Shruti of Ishvara. Forgetting the Shruti of Ishvara or Brahman, if we seek to sing, if we seek Vyavaharam, Vyavaharam will give us only sorrow. And with such an attitude, we will always face trouble, sorrow, and then misery in life. So we have to apprehend the Paramartham within Vyavaharam. So what is Paramartham? Paramartham is just a substratum. It is Adhishtanam. Sakshi means Adhishtanam. It's a substratum. It is not affected at all. So these, whatever we call as Jiva. So Jiva, the Bhoktrutvam, Kartrutvam, and all are at Vyavaharam level. So at Vyavaharam it is accepted. But when comparing with Paramartham, it is just an illusion in Paramartham. They don't have any reality. They are not real eternally. We have a karta now. We have a karta while dreaming. We have a karta while sleeping. So in each of these states, the karta is different. So that's why Kaivalya Upanishad says that the jiva enters into the various three states. The three states are three puras. Puratraye kridati yascha jiva tadastu jatam sakalam vichitram. That jiva who enters into these three states, he is in fact really who? These are like a reflection. The reflection is originally the original. So he is tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram. From that jiva comes everything. That jiva is in essence Brahman, and that from that Brahman everything comes. Adharam. So for this jiva, so that's why subject, the subject of jiva, the jiva who interacts with vyavaharam, that jiva creates everything. If that jiva is able to find its own essence, its own adharam of Brahman, then the creation that comes out of this jiva, the perception of the world, will itself change. That's why Ramana Maharshi used to say, Drishtim Jnanamayim Kritva Pashyet Brahmamayam Jagat. When this jiva is able to see everything as Brahman, then the vision changes, everything becomes blissful. So Adharam Anandam Akanda Bodham. So Adharam for this jiva, who is the Adharam for this jiva? The jiva who thinks, says, I am attached to one person, the jiva who enters into Ragadvesham, the jiva who enters into Kama Krodham, the jiva who does lot of Kartrutvam, the jiva who has Kartrutvam, who has Bhuktrutvam. So that jiva Adharam Anandam Akanda Bodham, Ananda Akanda Bodham, Kanda Ananda Bodham. It is Akandam, indivisible, it cannot be split. We will see that Lakshmidhara himself will explain this word of Akandam later. So indivisible, it doesn't have any division. Anandam, it is blissful. Of course, it is blissful. If a person is able to achieve that, if a person is able to get a glimpse of that Atman itself, Anandam will be experienced. Akanda Bodham, it is Bodham, it is not Ajadam, it is not, sorry, it is not Jadam, it is Ajadam, it is not Jadam, it is not insentient, it can experience itself. It is self-sufficient. We know that. Many times we depend on people, we depend on stuff. But at the same time, we know that we can survive without anybody else. It's a matter of experience. We know within ourselves, like in our heart, at the bottom of our heart, we know that we can survive ourselves. So it is self-sufficient. It doesn't need any other person for its existence. So Bodham. Yasmin layam yati puratrayam cha, onto whom this the three states merge along with the jivas. So when these three states merge, that is when a person perceives paramartham. So paramartham is not something to be perceived after going to Swarga or after going to Himalayas or after meeting Mahatmas like Amma. Paramartham is what is always there. There is only paramartham here. There is only Brahman here. Paramartham alone is there always. But we fail to apprehend what is already there. So as the age-old saying, whatever is pretty evident, we will miss it. Sherlock Holmes, the stories of Sherlock Holmes, everything is pretty evident. So Dr. Watson would ask Sherlock Holmes as to, okay, how did you deduce this? Sherlock Holmes would explain it in beautiful words, and then Watson would say, oh, so simple. So everything is pretty evident, but that which is pretty evident is tough to apprehend. So tadhure tadhu antike, that which is very far is very near. That which is very near, it is like having a an object very close to our eyes. We can't see it if it is very close. So it is very evident, therefore it is missed. So if it is missed, we'll be in vyavaharam. Vyavaharam is not real. Vyavaharam is constantly changing. It can only give us dukkham. But when we apprehend paramartham in vyavaharam, a person experiences bliss. So this kartratvam, bhoktratvam, all those are in paramartham. Without paramartham, there is nothing else. So how is it? Jada jada vibhagoyam ajade mai kalpite bitti bhage same chitra chara chara vibhagavat. So there is a Tejomi Ananda gives the wording as Same Chitre. So ideally it is Same Chitre, but the book I saw is Chitra Vibhagavat. So Chitra, I think Same Chitra Jada Vibhagavat, I guess. So Chitra, you can like put it as Chitra when you use the next word, so that is a Sanskrit grammar root. So Chitre, when you split it becomes Same Chitre, but you can use Chitra. So Jada Jada Vibhagoyam, this is just Jada Ajada Vibhagam. So this Kartrutvam Bhoktrutvam Brahman, so we have Jiva and we have Brahman. So Jiva Jagat Ishvara, those are the three terms that is used generally. So all these are, what are those? We can broadly classify them as Jadam and Ajadam, so sentient and insentient. So Jada Ajada Vibhagam, this classification of Jadam and Ajadam, Karta Bhokta Jiva and Akarta Bhokta Ishvara, and things which can't act at all. So all those, Jada Ajada Vibhago, I am Jada Ajada Vibhagam. Ajade Mayi Kalpitaha, Ajade, Mayi Ajade, in me as Ajadam. I am Ajadam. How do we know I am Ajadam? Very simple, we can experience our own existence. We are not insentient like a rock. So if we want to know truly as to whether we are Ajadam, then we can ask our friend to hit us. Then we will know whether we are Ajadam. Try hitting a rock, it won't respond. Try hitting a laptop, maybe it will crash or it will cry and crash, but it won't respond. But Ajadam, we are Ajadam. When if somebody hits us, we'll immediately respond back. We'll immediately cry out, we'll immediately hit the person back. So that means we are Ajadam. So Mayi Ajade, in me are Ajadam Kalpitam. So Kalpitam, it is not real. So this differentiation itself is not real because it is Vyavaharam. It is caused by Ajnanam. It is Mayeva Udeti Chidvyomni Jagat Gandharva Pattanam. Gandharva Nagaram, it is not real. What is real is only one Brahman. So we'll come to this Kalpitam a little later. Bitti Bhage Same Chitra Chara Achara Vibhagavat. So an example is being given to show or to illustrate this point, as Jada Ajada Vibhagam, this differentiation of Jadam Ajadam in the same way Sat Asat. So that is why Krishna says in the 13th chapter of Gita that I am neither Sat nor Asat. So whenever we speak about Sat, automatically Asat also comes into existence, comes into picture. So then when Vedanta says Sachidanandam, there it means that it is eternally existing. There is only meaning there. It is that itself, that meaning itself means that it is beyond existence, non-existence. If we say existence, there is non-existence. This is beyond dvandvam. Nirdvandva, nirdvandvam. It is beyond dvandva bhavam. It is beyond these dualities, dual notions. So it is beyond charam, acharam, or jada jadam. So an example is given is that there is a wall, bitti bhage. So bitti bhage, bitti bhagam, there is a wall. So bitti means wall. So in bitti bhagam, on a part of a wall, same chitre, there is a picture, flat picture. Flat picture means picture which is not real, picture which is flat, picture which is constant or changeless, we can say. So in that changeless nirvikara picture, we see chara achara vibhagam. We see a differentiation of charam and acharam. So in that picture we see ocean flowing, a car going. So car going means what is it? A person walking. Can the person really walk in the picture? Don't ask all those questions. All those are stupid questions. So a person is walking. The picture can show up or depict a person as walking if his legs are split and he is on the road. If a person is inside the car, he is not inside the car because there is no AC in the house. He is not inside the car because he wants to rest. He is inside the car because he is driving. He is going out. Nobody sits inside the car if we want to sleep. And there may be people doing it. Those are crazy people. Exceptions are always avoided. Exceptional cases cannot be taken as per Paramartha as well. So In the same picture, there are things. There is a rock, there is a person walking. So, chara acharam. So, same chitre, so that chitram which is nirvikaram, without any change, without any movement, we see movement as well as non-movement in the same picture, in the same way. So, the substratum is the picture. The substratum of picture is same, samam. Samam means it is kind of changeless. So, in that changeless picture, nirvikara picture, we see vikaras and nirvikaras. So, in the same way, in this ajada, mai ajade, in this ajada vastu, in this conscious bodham, in this bodha vastu, we see jadam and bodham both there. And that is why Brahman is said to be there, Jiva is said to be there, Jagat is said to be there. All these are just illusions. So, whatever classification that we make, all those classifications are based on duality. Duality is not real. Duality is an illusion in non-duality. Prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta na samshayah. Maya matramidam dvaitam advaitam paramartatah. So, if you think this world exists, prapancho yadi vidyeta, Gaudapada Acharya says, if you think this world exists, nivarteta, it will definitely vanish. How do you know it will vanish? Maya matram idam dvaitam. This dvaitam that we see is maya matram. It is just creation of maya. Advaitam paramartatah. Non-duality alone is real. So this duality that we see as existing, as something which really exists, that is not real. Whatever is real is advaitam. Advitiya satyam alone is real. Duality is just an illusion. But once this illusion of duality starts, once this jada, ajada, like once jadam comes or duality comes, that itself means jadam and ajadam will be there, sukham, dukkham will be there, charam, acharam will be there, ushnam, sheetam will be there. So all differentiations come into existence. And it is these differentiations that cause problem. So it is not duality automatically brings these differentiations. So if a sadhaka is able to get rid of these differentiations from the mind, so it is not the picture that causes problem. The picture is samet chitre, samet chitram. But in that picture, in the same picture, we see two people standing together. So one we like, there is Madhvacharya, and then there is Shankara, and then Rama Anujacharya. So all the three Acharyas are there. So immediately we will differentiate. If Dvaitin says, oh, I like Madhvacharya, then the rest I don't like. So immediately problems get caused. The same way Vishishta Dvaitin sees and Advaitin also sees. So that is where problems start. That's why Vidharanya says, Ato Vasya Sarvasya Bandhakrit Manasam Jagat. It's a mental creation. This dual notion starts from the mind. So the mind is the cause of all problem. Manayeva Manishyanam Karanam Bandhamokshayoho Bandhaya Vishaya Asaktam Muktaihi Narvishayam Smritam. Mind is the cause of bondage and liberation. Bondage and liberation is already there within us. Why? The mind which seeks objects, craves for objects. Craves for objects means differentiates. Differentiating mind is the cause of problem. The mind which doesn't differentiate, that is in liberated state. So this, whatever you call as kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, and amidst that the sakshi, kudastha, atman, all these differentiations, distinctions are based on maya. It is kalpitam. Kalpitam. So what is the best way to explain kalpitam? Bijasyantya rivankuru jagadidam prang nirvikalpam. Punaha maya kalpita desha kala kalana vaichitri jitri kritam. Maya viva vijrambayati api mahayogiva yasvechaya tasmai shri guru murtaye namayidam shri dakshina murtaye. So bijasyanta rivankuru jagat idam. So even as a seed, like a tree is inside a seed. A seed has tree in it, dormant in it. Similarly, this world is inside Nirvikalpaka Chaitanyam. So any moment Maya comes in, that's when the tree, the dormant tree comes into existence. If the dormant tree is comes into existence, it can't stay as such. It has to come out or spring out, sprout out some point of time, so it will spring out. And punaha maya kalpita desha kala kalana vai chitra chitrikritam. So chitrikritam becomes a chitram, beautiful chitram, beautiful drawing. By whom? Maya. How? Maya kalpita desha kala kalana. Through desha kalam. So it is a chitram created by Maya, and then it is decorated, or we can say it is kind of beautified by Deshakalam, which is created by Maya. Again, that is also Kalpita. Maya Kalpita Deshakalam. So Deshakalam, which is created by Maya, that beautifies this chitram, or we can say that itself creates this chitram. And Vaichitri Chitri Gritam, Vaichitriya. So Vaichitra means Vichitram, it is very Vichitram. This Jagat, if we look at this Jagat, how beautiful or magnificent this world is. When a Jnani looks at this world, he doesn't look at the world like with the same perspective as an Ajnani. A Jnani knows that ultimately or essentially this world is Ajade Mai Kalpita. It is Kalpitam, it is just a magical creation. So he knows that. Mayavi Iva Vijrambayati. So a Mayavi, even as a Mayavi, creates Vijrambayati. Vishesha Jrambanam. Jrambanam. So Jrambanam means like projection. Visheshena. Visheshena in a special way, magician creates. And Mahayogi Iva Yasvechaya. And a Mahayogi also creates. So two ways. This world is compared to two creations, two types of creation. One is a Mayavi magician creates, or a Mahayogi like Vishwamitra creates a new world. Amma creates an empire of her mission and followers. That is a creation, it is a magical creation. So getting going, that is Vichitram, it is very Vichitram. Why it is very Vichitram? Even a Mayavi or Mahayogi, those creations are also Vichitram. So we, like, generally what would happen, we will get into details. Whenever we see something, we don't appreciate the object. We don't enjoy the beauty of the object. We get into details. When we get into details, we get into likes and dislikes, and that is when something becomes dangerous. So Sri Sri Ravi Shankar says that objects don't cause us problem. So when we listen to a beautiful music, everything is fine. We enjoy that music. That enjoyment stops when immediately we try to relate ourselves to it. How? Oh, what if I sing that song? How will I sing that song? Immediately the beauty vanishes. So beauty vanishes when we try to relate ourselves in the form of like and dislike. So beauty ends there when we get into details. So an Ajnani gets into details, an Ajnani goes into Jada, Janam and the Vibhagam, whereas a Jnani looks at the wonder that this world is. Wonderful. Why is it Vichitram? Isn't it Vichitram? Bhayadasya Agnes Tapati Bhaya Tapati Surya Bhayadindrashya Vayashya Mrityurdhavati Panchamaha. So everything happens proper. Bhayat, because there is bhayam of this Ishvara, of Brahman. Because of bhayam of Brahman, Agni, Mrityu, Vayu, everybody does their duty. Amrita Gidananda Puri Swami, Amma Swami, he once said, isn't it strange that we see a lot of accidents on earth, whereas in this galaxy, we see galaxy or in space, we see less accidents. There are accidents, like those accidents will cause serious trouble. Accidents are very less. Why? Because there is somebody who controls it. Isn't this Vichitram? That this entire world is controlled by a person. So one controlling, that is perfect controlling, the sun rises in the east. Think that one day sun decides to rise in the west. So it sets in the west and then rises in the west itself. It says, okay, let me have a change. what will happen? That does, that's not what is happening. We don't see that happening. Of course, nature does react back in the form of tsunamis, earthquakes and all, but those are not frequent. Those happen occasionally, but not that frequent. Ishvara, so there also we can see that nature, it is vichitram. Nature finds its nature, we consider nature as insentient. Nature is insentient, and the insentient nature reacts back. Vichitram, how manoharam, how beautiful. The creation in the first place, creation itself is beautiful. Each and everything has a place for it. And the trees have a place, animals have a place, rock, insentient objects have a place, sentient beings have a place. Everything has a place, the hair has a place. If hair was instead of on the head, on the eyes, what would be the case? No, it is perfect. The hair is in the proper place, hands are in the proper place, legs are in the proper place. So animals are in the proper place, they are in forests. Of course, we bring them out of forests because forests are destroyed, then they find their own way of adjusting, adapting. Who gives them? Who controls them into adapting? Who controls nature into adapting? So imagine creating a one house. Okay, I know, like when my parents were building the top, the first floor here, which means second floor in India, not the ground floor, but the second floor in India, we were creating, that was a huge thing. It was a huge investment, there were a lot of problems. They have to lay the foundation, proper foundation, and then the builder has to come. And if the builder comes, then he has to coordinate with other people. So it's not the builder, it's not a one man control point. The builder will call up people like another, his apprentice, or not apprentice, it's the wrong word. He's the person he knows, his acquaintance will be with people, masonry people. So he'll call the masonry guy and say, okay, I want so many people, or I want this done. The masonry head, like, he will control the other people. They will come and do stuff. And then the wood, another thing. So once when one of the masonry lady was working there, somehow the hammer fell on her head. So it was immediately blood started oozing out. It was a chaos at that time. People became afraid, but still everything was fine. From the next day, she was taken to the hospital, everything was fine. So a lot of things to take care of. One small mistake, everything falls off. And then after the foundation has been put, it has to rain. And it shouldn't rain before the foundation is put. It should rain after the foundation is put. If it doesn't rain, you have to water it. So what strange things. So one of my colleague was telling, oh, I am happy that it used to rain weekly once, because I don't have to plant. In the garden, weekly it rains automatically. Gets. So building just one floor or one house is a big, tedious job. Then speak about this entire world, building this entire world where human beings are, procreation happens everywhere. Plants procreate. Reproduction happens everywhere, and people have their own or people can make their own decisions. So giving them will, free will to do things, it would be a total chaos. But still we see that this world is beautiful, manoharam. So when Jnani looks at this world in wonder, first of all, okay, even if we ignore all these aspects of the world being beautifully made, beautifully created, beautifully controlled, beautifully destroyed when it has to, and when the police here have to control something, control crime, they are not able to do that. They are not able to eradicate. But Ishvara finds a way to eradicate adharma when it is required, like Mahabharata, completely eradicate adharma. So even if we ignore all these facts, the very fact that this world is kalpitam, it is not real. So if we think such a unreal creation can be very easily be created, try showing some magic to your friends. People like PC Sarkar and others, they struggle to just become famous or getting fame by showing some magic, cheap magic, like vanishing or making Taj Mahal vanish for some time. But here it's not the case. They don't a magician might open his hat and bring out a chicken out of it, but the chicken will fly away. You can't find the chicken. After that, you will not find the chicken. He'll say, give me $100 note, and then the note will vanish. He won't bring it back. So even if he shows something, it will be there temporarily, it will vanish. So, but Ishvara's creation, it appears very real. It's almost real, not almost, it is real. And in this real, beautiful creation that Ishvara makes, it is Vichitram. Why? Because people get so distracted into it. So that is why the Mahabharata entire story is one of the best. It's not a Purana, but it is considered the Panchama Veda, fifth Veda, but it is an epic where each and every story has an import to it. So Vishwakarma created Indraprastham for Pandavas. So Vishwakarma means one who creates this entire Vishwam. And Vishwakarma's speciality was that he would not speak daily. He would only speak 20 or 25 words. After that, he won't speak. So Vishwakarma, he is a person who creates this entire world. His creation was beautiful. So beautiful that it distracted, deluded Duryodhana. And that delusion. So if we think delusion or showing a magical creation cannot damage anything, that one incident where Duryodhana mistakes glass for water and water for glass, that caused the entire Mahabharata Yuddham. Duryodhana was angry with Pandavas, but he was not so angry to cause that war. He became when Draupadi laughed at it. So that one delusion can cause so much sorrow. So Mahabharata shows that. So that means this creation, this entire creation is so beautiful, Vichitram. It deludes people like anything. Even jnanis. Jnanis are people who are not realized, even rishis. Everybody gets deluded. So each and every person in this world, even munis, people who have controlled their mind. So Vishwamitra's example is the best example. After doing so much tapas and controlling the mind, or trying to control the mind so much, he gets distracted, deluded by Menaka. So that is how this Vichitram, this Vichitra Jagat is. So this Vichitra Jagat, Aho Nadagami Lokam. Sri Narayana Guru says, Aho Nadagami Lokam. This world is a drama, it's a perfect drama, where everything is enacted by one Ishvara. Everything is one Ishvara. And inside this world, there is everything. Everything is valid. Everything is proper. So that's why we have to always remember that a jnani sees this world as filled with Brahman. At the same time, a jnani doesn't negate Dvaitam as well. So Dvaitam cannot be negated, because Dvaitam is not real. Only a fool will try to negate duality. A fool tries to negate duality. So it is like trying to negate water in desert. Okay, let me drain this water. What will happen? Failure. Because there is no water even to drain. So in the same way, a fool tries to negate duality. A jnani doesn't negate duality. Duality, let it stay as such. There is no duality. That is what should be the state of the mind. Oh, I know for sure that there is no duality. How do you know for sure? Oh, it is logical, and then I have used a lot of logic. I have learned Advaita Makaranda, and I tried with all my might to analyze it. And also I tried to prove that this world is real. So try proving that the world is real. Try proving it. It may take you 10 years. So look at your friend, or look at your father or grandfather, and say, okay, they are real. In order to prove that they are not real, it may take maybe 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, but at the end of it, you will prove that they are not real. So if you want that much proof, so that much proof also can be given, or it is a direct proof, we can experience it. So that means with that proof, we can prove it completely that this world doesn't exist. I know for sure this world doesn't exist. It is just a Atma Dirga Swapnam. It is just a Dirga Swapnam. It's a long dream. Let it be there. I'm fine. So as long as we know that it is a Dirga Swapnam, we'll be able to relish. So when we are inside, like when we are playing games, so a person is, a couple of people are playing poker, and poker for money. And what is the money? The money is not real money. The money is just temporary money that we find in games. So they'll be able to play very happily. Even when they lose, they'll say, "It was so bad, but I'm okay. At least I was able to make you guys lose. Make you guys win." He'll be happy. Why? Because he knows that this money is not real. Imagine that his friend told him initially or bluffed that this we are playing for real money, then he will become very sad, he will get angry, he will walk out. And then when the friend says, oh, don't walk out, my dear friend, I was just joking, we are not playing for real money, then immediately, oh, that's how it is, I am sorry, I did a mistake. So the knowledge that this world is unreal, the world is Ishvara alone, that will give us happiness. So that doesn't mean we have to stay away from the world. That doesn't mean we have to negate duality. We can have duality. We can have our likes and dislikes. Oh, if I want to drink coffee, and somehow I don't like the coffee from McDonald's, so I'm going to go to Starbucks. Fine. There is nothing wrong with having such likes. Oh, I like Madras coffee, so I'm not going to have chai. I'm going to have Madras coffee. Fine, no problem at all. There is nothing wrong with that. As long as you go to the shop and say, I want a Madras coffee. Oh, sorry, you know what? There is no coffee powder. We don't have coffee powder to brew. So can we get you something else? Oh, in that case, that is fine. Make it a chai. I think chai is good for today. It's very hot, so chai is good for heat. We'll be very happy. So that would be the state of a jnani. So if Madras coffee is not there, how can you not have Madras coffee? You know that I like only Madras coffee. How can you not have it? I'll wait. Make it. If you can't make it, like, let me find your boss. Take me to your manager. Of course, don't try all this. If you go to Amma's retreat and say, I want Madras coffee, if you don't give me, take me to your boss, so your boss will be some Swamiji, and the Swamiji's boss will be Amma, so that way indirectly let me talk to Amma. So knowingly, don't try that prank that, take me to your boss, I want to see your boss, and finally you will end up talking to Amma. If you think so, that may not happen, you may not even reach Amma, you'll be thrown out. So it'll be just Amma's people, like people in spirituality or in ashrams, are all very strong. You can't go by their shape and all. They'll just throw you out. So once long back in Trivandrum, when there was Amma's program going on, so early morning the program was getting over. So the queue is like it is for Devi Bhava here, but it's in India it's more stricter. So there was a pathway made as if a pathway. So bamboo sticks on two sides, so inside that you have to go. So I was a volunteer, so I had a volunteer badge as well. So I got inside, like when it was over, I got inside the bamboo sticks to guard it. So when I was getting in, there was a yellow robe Swami Brahmacharini. She thought I was getting into the queue, she got hold of my shirt. I couldn't get in. It was as if my shirt will get torn and like I'll be thrown out. Then immediately I said, like, I'm a volunteer. Okay, then she stopped. And she was very lean. She was very lean. So such a lean person has such strength. So we can't go by just presence. So if you try applying that prank, you will not end up talking to Amma. You may end up talking to the security of the place. So anyway, so a jnani, when a jnani doesn't find like his preferences being met, then He'll just be happy with whatever he gets. So a person will be content with whatever is being get. So sama shatrau mitrecha tadamana apamaniyuhu shitoshna sukha dukkeshu samasanga vivarjitaha tulyaninda stutir mauni santushto yena kenachit aniketah stiramatihi bhaktimanme priyo narah samashatrau cha mitrecha. So samashatrau, oneness, equanimity with respect to shatru and mitra. Tata mana apamaniyuhu, manam and apamanam. Somebody says, okay, you sing very well. Somebody says, you don't sing well. Manam apamanam, still fine. So manam means somebody is praising, somebody is cursing. So tata mana apamaniyuhu, shitoshna, shitam, ushnam, sukam, dukkam, stutir mauni, stutihi. When stuti happens, that is also the same mauni, always remaining silent as much as possible, using very limited words, mitha bhashanam. So using very limited words, at the same time internally, santushto yena kenachit santushtah. Whatever is achieved, through effort or through not effort, put your effort, whatever you get, be happy with it. Aniketah stiramatihi. Aniketah doesn't move a lot, doesn't go from one place to another, doesn't shift from one company to another, doesn't move from one house to another, doesn't move a lot. Stiramatihi, whose mind is stiram. So stiram, fixed on Brahman, one Brahman. Such a bhakta is dear to me. Yadrichalabha santushto dvandva atito vimatsarah samasiddha avasiddhaucha krutvapina nibadhyate. So a person, a jnani, does action, but still yadrichcha labha santushto. So yadrik, labham santushtam, labham, gain santushtam, santosham, whatever, yadrichcha, incidental, so we can say incidentally something happened, labham santushtam, still fine. Dvandva atitaha. Beyond dvandva, dvandva bhavam, vimatsaraha, so dvandva atitam, so since beyond dvandva, dvandva bhavam, so vimatsaraha, such a person is beyond all anger and other such emotion. Samasiddhava siddhaucha, siddham, so something which is good, something which is favorable, unfavorable. Such a person who has that attitude, wow, favorable or unfavorable, still samabhavana. Such a person, krutva api na nibhadyate. Krutva api, he does actions, but na nibhadyate, he doesn't get affected. Because he is not the karta, he is not the bhokta, he is identified with the akarta, abhokta, Brahman. He remembers paramartham while being in vyavaharam. So there is nothing wrong with doing actions. Actions can be performed, but not getting affected by the results of the action. Naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta tattvavit pashyan shrinvan sprishan jigran gachan shvapan shvasan pralapan visrujan grannan ummishan nimishan api indriyan indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan. So such a jnani, so I am not doing any of these actions. Then who is doing is indriyas. The indriyas are residing on objects. The ahankaram or the mind is doing action. I am just Brahman. I know that this doesn't exist. So if I know that all these are not real, it is just a dirgha swapnam, then will not get affected. So if something good happens, as Amma says, if something good happens, Ishvara's grace. If something bad happens, Ishvara's will. Of course, there is only Ishvara here. There is nothing apart from Ishvara. Only Ishvara here. Why should I get affected? Na bivanchamya sampraptam na sampraptam tyajamyaham yatah stirasya shuddhasya chitaha kame asti kalpana. So I want, so again, kim upadeyam astiha yatna samsadayami kim stiras swachatmani tishtami yan mamastu tadastu me. What do I have to achieve extra? I don't have to achieve anything. Because I am the self. Yatah stirasya shuddhasya chitaha స్థిర శుద్ధ చిత చిత అండ్ దాట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ బ్లిస్ఫుల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, స్థిర విట్ ఈస్ స్టేబుల్ స్టడీ, శుద్ధం వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఇంప్యూరిటీ, వితౌట్ అన్టెయింటెడ్ బై సారో. ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ దెన్ దెన్ కామే అస్తి కల్పన, దెన్ వై షుడ్ ఐ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు కల్పన? సో దాట్ డజంట్ మీన్ దాట్ ఐ షుడ్ నాట్ ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ కల్పన. ఐ వాంట్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు కల్పన, దట్ మీన్స్ ఐ వాంట్ గెట్ డెల్యూడెడ్ బై దిస్ కల్పితం జగత్. సో నా అభివాంచామి అసంప్రాప్తం, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఐ వాంట్ ఓవర్లీ క్రేవ్ ఫర్ ఇట్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఐ వాంట్ రినౌన్స్ ఇట్. స్వచ్ఛాత్మని తిష్టామి ఎన్ మమాస్తు తదస్తు మే, వాట్ ఎవర్ మే హ్యాపన్ ఐ విల్ రిమైన్ యాజ్ ద ప్యూర్ ఆత్మన్. సో దిస్ విల్ బీ ద స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఏ జ్ఞాని. సో దిస్ డజంట్ మీన్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రినౌన్స్ యాక్షన్స్. సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ జడాజడ విభాగోయం అజడే మై కల్పిత, కల్పితం ఆర్ కల్పితే, వాట్ ఈస్ ద వర్డ్ దేర్? అజడే మై కల్పిత, దిట్ ఈస్ మై కల్పిత, కల్పిత ఇట్ ఈస్ కల్పనా జగత్. సో దిస్ కల్పనా జగత్ లెట్ ఇట్ బీ దేర్. I'm not going to get affected by it. I'm just going to remain as the pure self. And so this is very simple to implement, as Balakrishna has always said. It is very simple to implement. It doesn't require much intellectual knowledge. As he says, even a child can understand it. So people who don't know anything, they can also understand this concept. It is very simple. It doesn't require any money. We don't have to give money, of course. We don't have to take up Vedanta courses. Vedanta courses are offered free everywhere. But still people don't go for it, as Paramartha and Tejomyananda also says. Even though it is free, but still people don't go for it. So it is free, free of cost. It doesn't require much effort. Like for attaining siddhis, to sing well, we have to practice a lot. We have to do a lot of sadhana. For this, it's very simple. Just in your mind, make up the decision, I am going to remember this. I am going to remember Brahman, whatever I do. As simple as that. Of course, we will forget and again. As Ramana Maharshi used to say, whenever you forget, pull it back to the Atman. Yato yato nishcharati manaha chanchala mastiram tatastato niyamye tat Atman yeva vasham naye. Whenever the mind goes away, chanchala manas, okay, let it go. I'll pull it back. When I remember, I'll bring it back. And through abhyasam, abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grahyate. Vairagyam, attachment to that Brahman, the goal of anandam, that will help us. And abhyasam, practice, constant practice will give us. And this constant practice is not like practice of music. After learning music for so many years, one fine day throat is down, then music is gone. So this is not the case. This will always be there. Once attained, it will always be there. It will always be there. So it doesn't have like other sadhanas like japam, dhyanam, etc. We have to be fully dedicated to it in order to do it. Here you don't have to be dedicated. You can do externally. You will be cooking food while cooking. Oh, this the ladle, the spoon is Brahman. Fire is Brahman. Gas is Brahman. The food itself is Brahman. And eating, while eating also, the eating person is also Brahman. If we try to have this attitude, we will see that it will give us immense bliss. And that is the goal of life. The goal of life is not staying away from the world, it's not renouncing all actions, but knowing that I am the self. All actions are just illusions in the self. Let actions be performed through surrender to that one Brahman, knowing that I am Brahman, let these actions continue. Irrespective of whether these actions are being done or not, irrespective of the fruits of those actions, I will remain blissful, because this entire world is just a kalpitam or kalpana. Kalpana, we don't care about whatever we think in our mind, whatever we create, imagine in our mind. The same way, we should not get affected by whatever happens in the external world, by remembering that all these are creations in me. I am the blissful self. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to perform all our duties in the best possible way while remembering that one self, one Brahman, one Ishvara alone exists. And we are that blissful Ishvara. We'll continue later. Namaskar.